Girl, are you ready to boss up?
I'm Court.
I'm Kay.
Follow us along on this new journey.
And know that you are beautiful, unique, worthy, and blessed.
And that you are you.
Now let's boss up.
Hey guys.
We're back.
It's been a minute.
No, for real. We took a little break. Yeah, a few minutes. We took a little break, but you know, we just needed to refresh ourselves a little bit. Yeah,
hit the reset button. We've been really focusing on ourselves the last 2 weeks and like just fixing some things that we need to fix.
And it's good for us because we need those things. Mm-hmm. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to rethink yourself and get yourself back together.
To have those feelings and get out of them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's just me and Kayla now.
Yeah.
And we're not really going to talk about it.
Yeah. I know it's a weird right now, but it's okay. We're adjusting to it and things change in life and it's okay. Yeah.
You have to roll with the punches and just go with it.
Yeah. So we're not going to speak much about it, but we're just going to,
you're
here
doing it.
Yeah, we're doing the dang thing.
Girl Boss Up is still going.
Yeah.
So that's the important thing.
Yeah. So our topic this week is what is life?
Yes.
And I want you guys to really like write this down on like a notepad or something and really think and write to yourself what you think life is, because
That's a loaded phrase, though.
Yeah.
It's not, I feel like, I mean, we have a whole notepad right here just written.
Yeah, a whole notepad. Like, life is difficult, and we get it, and oh my gosh, we get so many punches and storms and rainbows and all of these crazy different obstacle courses in life, but you need to learn how to learn the obstacle course. Okay, learn your obstacle course. What is your obstacle course?
Learn how you deal with things, how you react to certain things, what triggers you.
Yeah.
So that way, like, when something happens, you already kind of know, this is what I need to do, A,
right.
B, and C. Like, so you can maybe avoid some of the stress of these problems.
Yes, stress. Like, avoid as much stress as possible. I mean, meditate for a minute, calm yourself down, go to the bathroom for an extra 5 minutes. I don't know, breathe it out. If you have kids, go to the bathroom for 2 more minutes. They're good, I promise. Like, breathe it out. I know as being a mom, like, Courtney's a mom. I see it all the time. Like, you stress yourself out worrying about your kids so much, you don't worry about yourself. So you need to put yourself as a priority, too. Like, that 2 minutes in the bathroom, it's not going to kill you. No. Or is your
kids.
Kid. Like, I know 30 seconds and something could happen, but like, it's okay.
If they're screaming, they're breathing.
Yeah.
So.
They're good. I promise.
Sounds horrible,
it's okay.
But yeah.
Get a little scratches or bruises.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you just need to like take a minute so you don't take it out on your kids.
Right.
Too.
Right.
But anyways,
yeah, we have been changing. We've been growing and I'm so proud of us. I have been doing really freaking good. And
yeah, you have.
I want to say, I say that so proudly too, because I'm going to keep it so real, because that's all we do on this podcast is I lied to you guys, okay? I wasn't good when I said I was good. I was in like a place where I didn't know, one, I'm very faithful, so I didn't know God. I mean, I knew God, don't get me wrong. I grew up in the church, but I didn't know him. I wasn't like praying every day and doing my things that I should be doing every day and obeying every day. So now I have it's between me and him now. Like, he is my homie and he knows what's up, like, for real. Like, we close. And that, I don't know if anybody's faithful, but I am very, very faithful, and I believe that if you put your heart and soul into him, he will give it to you back 10 times more. So I have been achieving and so much, it's crazy. I'm gonna tell you guys a story real quick. I literally am financially going through it right now, but you know what? I'm good. I kill it with kindness. Money comes and money goes, okay? That is one thing that will, that is big on society right now. Me and Courtney were just talking about this. We had a really deep conversation last night. And money is so big in society now that it runs everything. I get it. Don't get me wrong. Money, you have to buy everything.
Yeah.
You got to buy your house, car, shoes, food, all of these things. I get it. But if you put your mind into money so much, you're going to drain yourself in all of that money. You're not, money can only buy so much happiness, you guys. Like, money can't really make you happy, like, for real. And I've been happy without it. And being broke, I haven't been the happiest. Like, I'm a broke, happy girl. Like, I don't care. But I'm gonna get, like, I will get through it. It's gonna come my way. But what was my point? Oh, I was at church one day, and this lady came up to me, and she was like, I don't know why, but God is telling me, like, I need to give you this money. And I literally just started bawling. Like, when I tell you guys, I prayed on it, and I was like, I need to receive, and I received. And now that's why I'm like, oh, yep, I ain't worried about money, because I know he got me. Like, he got millions, billions up there that y'all don't even know. It will come, like, out of nowhere, magically. So, big thing is to not put yourself into a mind where, like, oh, my God, what the hell am I going to do? I can't pay for this. I can't pay for that. I can't pay for this. And to be completely honest, give it to God. Like, for real.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we had a good conversation last night, and I feel like it's just, especially around the holidays.
Yes.
And that's the pressure to, even the pressure of, oh, I have to buy everybody a gift, or I have to, you know, do
y'all
this.
Y'all gotta buy them a gift. No. I'm gonna keep it so real. They don't need it. No. They don't remember. My mom told me this the other day. She said, if they answer what I got them the last 2 years of Christmas, I'll get them a present this year. If they can't answer that, I ain't getting them nothing. Y'all, they don't need it.
Yeah.
It's one day out of the year, y'all. You do, they do not need it. Yeah. Your kids, get them one or two gifts, a couple stocking stuffers, you guys. But it's all about the relationship and how you, like, spend time in Christmas and what it means to you and being around family. Like, take that in. Stop worrying about the money, the gifts. Like, the material things only buy so much love from people. Yeah. Like, for real.
No.
Like,
and honestly, not even that, but there's just so much going on right now that you don't need to put that extra pressure on yourself.
Right.
And you don't need to worry about pleasing every single member of your family, or every single, you know, child in the family, or every single this or that, because at the end of the day, you just get burnt out trying to please every single person.
Yeah.
And it's just not good. And the holidays are already stressful, right? You have tons of events, parties, family gatherings. There's always a lot of activities going on in at Christmas time. And, you know, you just get burnt out. You get burnt out. You just give.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, especially if you're an adult or a parent, you're not receiving as much as you're giving, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like you get burnt out. So it's important to just remember, you don't have to please everyone.
Right.
You don't have to buy everyone a gift. Focus on what's important and what matters. And, you know, maybe make a Christmas card for people you would usually, you know, put something thoughtful together that doesn't have to cost you a ton of money. It's not about, you know, oh, I bought everyone a $25 gift or a $50 gift or a $100 gift. Like, just making sure the people around you know that you love them.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
what it's about, not
the gift.
It's
all about love, y'all.
Yeah.
Love is love. Receive the love.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, take it day by day. So me and Courtney, we've been doing the dang thing. Like, and I'm so freaking proud of us, because I would talk about all the time how I hate my body and how I just, like, I was listening to my podcast this morning, and it was talking about how I wanted this perfect body, and I always dreamed and seen on Instagram and, like, all my YouTubers and my Instagram little girls that I, like, my influencers that I watch are getting BBLs and doing all these things. Don't get me wrong. Do you make you whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, do you. But for me, that's not what I wanted. So I would look at my body compared to theirs and be like, oh my God, like, my butt isn't big enough.
It's not as good.
My boobs aren't big enough. My stomach isn't flat enough. Or my thighs look like chicken legs, and I'm freaking have daddy long legs over here, and I'm hella tall. Like, I would just always put these things in my mind, and now I am so confident and beautiful, and I feel great about myself.
Your confidence, I mean, it's like a whole different Kayla.
Literally, I'm a whole different person. Like, talking to me, I'm like, hearing myself, I'm like, who is that girl?
Just the way you walk
around,
too. It's just, it's totally different.
Like, my head, I carry myself good. Like, and that's what's, like, one thing that I say, like, carry yourself with confidence. Mm-hmm. Stop thinking if they're staring at you, if they're looking at your body, if they're judging you. I used to do that all the time. I used to walk in the store, and I would get so much anxiety, like, oh my God, are they staring at me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is there something on my face? Like,
no, that's real.
Like, all the time.
And I read an article somewhere that says that people usually see you 30% more attractive than you see yourself. So
For
think
real.
About that.
Yeah. Dead ass.
You know what I mean? Like, excuse my language, you're gonna pick yourself apart. You're gonna, you know, oh, I don't like this about me, or I don't like this about me. But someone else will look at the same thing and be like, oh my God, you look so great. Like, look at that and look at that. They don't see that negative thing mm-hmm. that you're pointing out about yourself.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't, they don't focus in on the negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Most people, I would like to hope, look at the good.
Yeah, me too. For the most part. Yeah. I used to always, like, even if people call me pretty and all the time, I would not believe them for anything. Like, I would literally be like, no, you're lying to me. Like, I know I look bad. Like, what are you talking about? Like, stop lying to me. Like, all the time. But now I'm like, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Like, I really appreciate people's compliments, because affirmations are key. Like, people need those affirmations. Like, they are beautiful. You are loved. Mm-hmm. You need those to make yourself feel good and make others feel good too. Like, y'all, like, go up to a random person and be like, oh my God, I love your shorts. I love your pants. Like, you look pretty today. Like,
you'll be surprised how surprised people are when you do that.
Yeah, because
they get shocked. Like, oh my God, like, thank you. Like, literally, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't happen.
Never, because this, I'm sorry to say, but this world is so messed up in the head that they are just so disrespectful now. They just don't give compliments. It's a lot. It's changed over the years, like, a lot. So, I just feel like you guys just need to spread more positivity, give more people more love, because mm-hmm. you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you don't know their story. You don't judge a book by its cover is the biggest thing. Like, that should be the number one quote. That's the number one quote in the world. Like, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, people are going through a whole chapter, freaking 10 million chapters, and you don't even know what their life is going through. And what you just said to them would have made their day. Like, or their year. Like,
No, really, you could change someone's whole year by just like saying something kind.
Right. Like, oh my God, your body looks good. Oh my God, wow, like,
your hair looks nice today. Oh my gosh, your makeup looks beautiful. Oh, I like your nails. Oh, I like your shoes. Oh, your purse is super cute. There's mm-hmm. so many things that people don't like to say. Like, they think, oh, that's weird. No, that's not weird. I would compliment you. Why can't I compliment a stranger? You know what I mean? Like, that gives someone a change in their mind, because they're looking at themselves like, oh my God, she likes my shoes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. I'm rocking these shoes. Right. Like, I'm rocking them. But if you, you know, don't say anything, you could be staring at their shoes and they're thinking, oh my God, why is she staring at me? Why is she looking at me? Right. Is there something wrong? Like, mm-hmm. and people's mind can go there. And a lot of times you don't even think you're staring at something, and you are. And so they're thinking, they're getting, you know, anxieties or whatever. Yeah. What's wrong with me? And you're really thinking something kind in your head, and they're taking it as not kind because you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
So always just, if you think it, say it.
Yeah.
You know, for like real. When it comes to compliments.
Yeah. When it comes to compliments. When you think it, say it. Anything else negative, guys,
just think about it to yourself. But yeah.
Hold it to yourself.
Compliments, just spit them out.
Yeah. Like, I try every day to try to give somebody or anybody a compliment. Like, today I gave this girl a compliment at the gym and she didn't even hear me, so I was awkward.
I guess I didn't say that loud enough.
I'm like, I guess I didn't say that, but at the same time, I still loved her freaking leggings. They were so cute. Like, I try to, like, be more positive and spread more love, because especially women at the gym, especially, like, there's a lot of men there, and we feel you can get a lot of insecurities there. Seeing
just intimidated
other,
too.
Yes, even, that too.
There was a guy at the gym tonight when I was on the stair climber, and he was like, I felt like he was staring into my soul. And I'm just like, bro, just because I'm at the gym on the stair stepper does not mean I want to go get married. Like, please stop looking at me like that. Like, it was just, you know, and it can happen, and you think like, oh, why are they staring at me?
Or, right.
And it can be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it can.
But you have to think you're doing it for yourself.
Right. I tell that to Courtney every time we walk in there.
We're going
here for us. We are going in here for us. We're not here for them. And remember that. You're not here for anybody but you. Like, oh, and back to what I was saying about the freaking perfect body in my podcast. That just popped in my head. Sorry, guys. I just, like, I go
comes
everywhere.
She has spaghetti brain, I like to call it. It just solves.
Yep, literally. Yeah. But I was listening to a podcast and they said a perfect body is like you want this perfect body and you want to have this perfect body, but you're not working for it and you're not doing anything about it, but you're just sitting there and like dwelling and complaining like, ugh, why does my body look like this? Ugh, why can't I do this? Ugh, why can't I do that? Get up. Get up and go do it. Like, guys, go outside and take a walk. Do some lunges. Like, you don't need the gym. You don't. I understand some people can't pay for the gym or can't.
They don't like it
or they feel uncomfortable, and that's fine. That's all up to you. But at the same time, don't complain about something that you can fix. You can always fix your body. You can fix anything that you say you can. Like, there is... Stop saying you can't, because that word don't even come to my head.
We've been telling each other, like, we don't say the word can't. We don't say it.
We are going to. We can and we will. Like, point blank period.
Yeah. Like, there's times when I'm like, oh my God, I cannot do five more of these.
Right,
sit-ups.
But I'm like, nope. Like,
no, we're doing them. Nope. Count it out. Five, four, three, two, one.
I'm like, yep, five more, Courtney. We got this. Yeah. Like, we just, it's good to have that motivation. Just like at the gym, they have like the intercom and says, friends, don't let friends work out alone. Which is true, because you need that motivation to keep pushing you. Like, no, you're not gonna stop.
Yeah.
You did 10. No, you're going to do 20. Like, come on. Like,
we have goals.
We have goals to make. Yeah. Like, I met my goal on the stair thing, and I did, I think, 900 steps in 15 minutes, or almost 1,000. I was like, oh yep, like next time I'm gonna do like a 1,500. Like, I'm trying
work our way up. Yeah, we've been doing super good with that.
Really super good. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah, and I think it's important to do it for yourself, because I feel like there's such a stigma with women and having to be a certain way, look a certain way, have a certain appearance to just be a woman. Like, I was just thinking about the other day, and I said something like, oh my God, should I have worn makeup? Like, should I have, like, done more? And, like, she was like, no. Like, who says you have to?
Yeah.
Like, you looked cute. You know, you weren't messy looking. Right. Like, there's nothing wrong with not wearing makeup or not having a certain, you know, your hair, you know, perfectly curled or perfectly teased or, you know, always... I mean, yes, it's good to get cute and look nice every once in a while for yourself, but it's not something you have to do
every
single day, or else, you know, you're ugly. Like, that is not the case at all.
Right. Like, guys, I don't like wearing makeup sometimes.
No.
Like, I'm a makeup artist and I don't even like wearing makeup. Like, I like doing it and putting it on. I love taking it off. Like, I don't like wearing it because it's just so much on my face, but I know I look beautiful, and I love the confidence it gives me, but it's just, like, heavy. Like, if you're a girl, you understand that. Like, geez, I feel like society has put this perspective on women that we need to look and be a certain way and have makeup and our nails done and our toes done and all these things. Guys, I haven't had a pedicure in, like, a month.
I can't even.
Like, I keep filing them down for them to
She's waiting for them to look good.
Yeah, for real. And I just took my nails off because I'm broke and I can't afford them. And I need to. I mean, I loved doing it because it made me feel good about myself. But there's other things that I can do to make myself feel good about myself.
And then,
other
you know,
than paying for
like
it.
You said, money comes and goes. One day you might have the money. I'm gonna treat myself to my nails.
Right.
You know what I mean, like. There's nothing wrong if you get your nails done every 2 weeks religiously.
Yeah.
If you do that, you do
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl,
if you wear
it.
Makeup every day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., like, do it. Like, there's nothing wrong with it if you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
But if it's something like
you're doing for other people, like, oh my gosh, I can't not wear makeup because people are going to
like,
think I'm ugly. Like, no, you're beautiful no matter freaking what.
We've talked about that, like, how in high school we would. Oh, every day.
Oh,
I would never leave my house without makeup, ever. Not a day. You would not catch me dead.
Nope.
Outside of my house without a full glam.
That was my freshman and sophomore year I did. And then my junior year, I wore a lot of makeup. And then when I went to Independence, I wore nothing. Like, I went to school one day out of the week and I was like, what am I wearing makeup here for? I look like a bum. I'm coming here to learn for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys, it... You stop pleasing others. Stop
and that's why I would others. Do it. It wasn't because I wanted to. I felt like I didn't look beautiful without
or
it.
Or I needed to. Yes. Like, I need to put makeup on today. Like, it's not a need, it's a want.
Yeah.
There's a complete difference.
Mm-hmm. Complete difference.
Complete difference.
I would do it every... I would spend an hour every morning
literally,
on makeup. And I would
my makeup and
pick
hair.
On the
that's
eyeshadow.
Why my hair is so burnt, because I started straightening my hair when I was 8 years old, bro.
And there are just so many other expectations for women, I feel like. We just live in this, like, everybody has to be the same and do this and this and that. Like, it doesn't matter if you are a working mom full-time, whether you're a mom that works part-time, whether you're a business owner mom, whether you're just a stay-at-home mom, whether you're just a homemaker. Maybe you don't even have kids and you stay home.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you're doing it for yourself and you're happy. If you're happy with what you're doing. There shouldn't be like a, oh, you have to work or you have to be a working mom or you have to be a stay-at-home mom. Some moms can't handle the stay-at-home mom. That's totally okay.
Yeah.
Some moms are not cut for that. They need their 9-to-5 job. That's totally fine. Some moms hate going back to work, like me, when after I had my baby. Oh, that was my pen. But some moms do, they dread the day they have to go back to work. Like, it's okay to do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes we struggle with that, like, what are people gonna think, or what are people gonna say if I, you know, do this or that? And it's like, no, what are you feeling about it? What does your family feel about it? And not even your family, but like your spouse.
Yeah,
like, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's all that matters. But not even your spouse. I love spouses, don't get me wrong, but like, you should learn to love you before. You can't love anybody else until you love yourself. And I learned that because I would, I've had a couple relationships in my lifetime, and I feel like when I'm gonna keep it so real. My first boyfriend I got cheated on, and I felt so unloved. I felt like I didn't love me first, so I was pretending to love somebody when I knew I didn't even love myself. So I started to like find love in other things other than me and myself, because it's a proven freaking fact, you will literally be so depressed if you are loving somebody else and not yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to learn to love you. You need to learn you. Yeah. Like, your reasons on why. Like, your why is so freaking important. And I swear I will say this till the day I die. Like, your why is so important in life, because why were you even meant to be here? What is your passion? What were you brought to this earth to do? Like, for real, you guys. Like, really dig deep in that, because digging deep in your, like, your soul and all of that. And I've been doing a lot of like mirror work. I don't know if you guys know what this is, but like, I stare at myself in the mirror for like 5 minutes, and I learn to love every imperfection that is on my face and on my body. And you need to do that, or in the mirror, like, ask yourself questions. And like, I would literally just sob my eyes out and just learn myself in the mirror. Like, really dig deep and be vulnerable with yourself. Vulnerability is key with yourself. Like, you need to be vulnerable. Like, you need to learn yourself, the insides and the outs, the creases, the everything, like all of that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just went deep, but like, for real.
Kayla, don't ever let me talk.
I don't ever stop.
She just goes. I'm like, okay, Kayla, next.
I just,
I'm like, what's your next thing,
like,
Kayla?
But like, for real, you, this is like,
no, yeah.
This is me every day, guys.
Yeah,
no, if you're my friend, this is what you get every day.
Yeah, she just loves to talk.
I do.
She's a yapper.
I am a yapper. But
no, but you do. You have to love yourself, and you have to realize that you cannot impress everybody, and everybody's not. I always say that everyone's not for you. You are not for everybody. Yep. There's going to be people that love you. There's going to be people that hate you. There's going to be people you just don't even really
acquaint.
Yeah, there's just
anything.
There, and that's okay. It's okay to not get along with everybody. Yeah. It's okay to not like everybody. It's okay to not be everyone's best friend. Like,
right. That
is not something you have to keep up with trying to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are happy and your household's happy, that's all that should really matter to you.
Yeah.
Because everyone else, no offense, but they don't matter. Yeah. I mean, you matter.
No, I don't take offense to it at all, but I don't matter. Your family always comes first. Yourself always comes first. And I will tell her that. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, be with your family before you hang out with me. Exactly. Like, you need to spend time with your family before you're with me. Like, we always will have our days.
First. Yeah.
Yeah. But what are some things that you do to make you love yourself? Like, in the insides and outs.
I've always been a confident person, I feel like. I don't love know why. That. I always have. I've always had that, like,
good.
I'm so happy. I got it. You know, I'm like,
I got it like that.
I always have. But I will say, after having a baby, I did struggle a little bit with how I looked afterwards, because before I got pregnant, you know, I was skinny waist, big booty, you know, like, I was proportioned, you know, it was all just great.
Stop. You're beautiful now.
No, but you do, your body changes.
Well, yeah, you're a mom.
Your hips get a little bigger.
That's the reality of being a mother.
It's okay. You know, I produced a beautiful child.
Yeah, you did.
He grew inside of me, so it was all worth it. I would never take it back for the world. But I will say, after, it was a struggle for me. You know, clothes didn't fit. Shoes didn't even fit sometimes. Like, your feet grow.
Slow,
like,
that's
no, they actually grow.
They grow.
Like, they don't go back. My mom told me about it.
I don't even know if I want to have kids after that. I have a freaking size 9. I'm not going to a size 10.
And now I'm a size 10, 10 and a half.
Oh my goodness.
My shoe size went up a half a size.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so some shoes that were like already tight on me before, definitely can't wear those anymore. But it's crazy. Your body just changes and you have to learn how to accept it and be okay with it. And I honestly think doing photos with Sean really helped.
Yes.
And I'm going to recommend this to everybody.
Literally, we'll say this every single podcast. We love you, freaking Sean and Megan. Like, we love the hell out of you guys. Like, you're the... This was my first photo shoot, but, like, I've been to some with Courtney doing her hair and her makeup and stuff. And if you want your hair and makeup done, let me know. Little ad in there.
She was a
Blessed Beauty
one
ad.
Part of the how why I felt so beautiful.
So sweet. I love to make people feel good about themselves. But for real, like, my confidence literally went from 0 to 100 real fast. Like, I stare at my pictures
every day. She literally got her pictures back and she was like, okay, well, yeah, I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, that's what we're rolling with. You're that Kayla now. Okay.
No, for real.
And but it helped her see that that is her. She is her on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Just because, yes, she has her makeup fully glammed out and her hair fully glammed out doesn't mean that that's not who she is. That is her. She is her. You guys are the same person.
Right.
Like, you are that bitch and you are this one over here. Like, you are both and they are both beautiful. And But that did help me a lot is when my first photo shoot with Sean, I just felt beautiful. Like, my pictures were beautiful. My second one, I felt even more. Oh. I was like, okay, I'm just going to be a model now.
Yeah. Like, no, for real. I'm like, can I be your model?
Yeah. I'm like,
because I'm down.
Yeah. But, and I'm sure after the next one and the next one and the next one, I'm just going to be freaking on a magazine somewhere.
Which Courtney's confidence is like 1,000.
I don't know why I've always had, I feel like it has a lot to do with, I started like working so early. I started like getting out of my house at a very early age. Like, I had my first job at 15 and a half. I worked at a hardware store. All male environment, right? Okay. So yeah, me, the only young girl in the whole building, is going to get hit on by all these
conditions. Right.
I just feel like I've always just had that like confidence. Like, I just always am like, yeah, I got it going on. But I did have a period of time where I struggled with it. And I was like, nobody thinks I'm beautiful. Like, you know what I mean? There was a good year and a half period where I didn't have that. I lost it completely. And it's just been like slowly coming back and coming back. And now I'm like, okay, I feel better. And I feel like it has a lot to do with the people you hang around too.
Facts.
I'm not going to like go into it, but like, I've had friends in the past where I felt like, oh, they have the perfect body. And they made it me feel like I did not have the perfect body, that they had the perfect body. And, you know, they had this and this and this, and they were always, you know, together and cute and, you know, whatever. And that's fine. But having friends like that make you feel like that are not always good friends.
Yeah.
Because as much as, you know, in other areas she was a great friend, it wears on you when you constantly feel like, oh, I'm not pretty, or I'm the ugly friend, or I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, it just takes a whole different mental toll on you.
Feel that, 100%.
And you literally just feel like shit.
Literally.
No matter, because obviously,
it's not even them, though, to make it feel like that. It's more yourself, because you're in that, like, mental, like, oh my God.
Because once it's already in your head,
it's just always going to flow. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, like, really think about it. And, you know, I had to, like, take a step back. And it took me taking a step back to realize, like, wow, like, this has been holding me back. And then I even tried to like do it again, and I was like, no, like, this is like definitely, and it's not always like meant to be like your person, and that's totally fine. But it's hard to feel like that, and it's hard to feel like, you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not this or that, because you look in the mirror and you don't like who you see.
Yeah.
And then it's a hard thing to come out of. You can't just wake up one morning and go,
I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful today. Like,
it doesn't work like that, guys.
Because you're stuck in your head seeing what you think you see.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to first start with, I say this all the time, is your words, just like affirmations always, but like your words, you put it into existence, it's going to happen. Like, you say you're ugly, like, you're going to believe you're ugly.
Yeah.
Like, stop saying you're ugly then. Say you're beautiful. Like, you say all these things negative, stop. Turn all those around to positive ones. Like, when people, like, I know this might sound, so, like, we're always preaching positive, positive, positive. But, like, for real, be positive, because your life will literally change if you're positive. Like, what is negativity in you complaining and doing and do all these things helping you at all?
Where is it leading you to? You can take, just like they say, you can turn lemons into lemonade. Like, you can turn a bad thing and think of it positively, or a bad thought and change it to a positive thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I didn't get this, or I didn't do this, but maybe it's because I was meant to do that. You know, you can always think of the positive side of something, and that just helps just keep your spirit just level and not, like, you don't want to be like fighting with yourself constantly because you have people telling you things, you have a battle going on inside of you, and then all of a sudden you're just feeling like you're just at all these wars and no one's even fighting you.
Literally. And you're just fighting you, guys. Yeah. Stop fighting yourself. Yeah. Like, stop. Take the punching bag away from your body.
Yeah. Like, take the gloves off. Stop bruising yourself.
Like, stop bruising yourself. Like, you're good.
Yes, there's going to be bad days. Yes, there's going to be great days.
But it's how you handle it.
But you can handle it in a way, and you could try to remain positive. Think the positive. Take a minute to yourself if you need to. And just make the best of it.
Yeah. For sure, the best of it, because it be hard, y'all. It really do.
And I'm not saying, like, every day you're just going to be like, oh, you know, oh, I just got in a car accident. Oh, my life is so great. No, but you could think positively, well, thank God I'm not hurt. Or thank God I'm not hurt this bad. Or thank God, you know, there's so many things you could think of to where your mind doesn't have to automatically go to the negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with, like, overcoming, like, overwhelming feelings?
I love the quiet.
Me too.
Like, I don't like to listen. My quiet. I don't like to listen to like, when I'm like overwhelmed or really in my feelings, I don't like to listen to anything. No music, no podcast. I just want like a little bit of silence, because I like to bath. Yep, that's what I was gonna say. A bath in the silence is like the perfect thing, because you can just close your eyes, relax, and then just worry about it when you're done.
Yeah, like I said, you need that 5 minutes. Yeah. Y'all. You need that little break, that little breather. Mm-hmm. Like, go outside, breathe the fresh air that God gave y'all. Like, you're supposed to breathe the fresh air.
We're not going to get too into that, but like, breathe that air.
You need to breathe that air. You need to have that.
Feel the grass with your feet.
Yeah, like, oh, that's a great example. Yeah. Like, you just need...
Connect.
Yes, connect to the earth. Like, connect with the earth. Connect with yourself.
I'm sorry, hold on. Miss. I just want to... So, I seen this on TikTok.
Okay? Oh, gosh. Okay.
And this girl... It was the same... What I was telling you in the sauna earlier, same girl posted this story. Okay. So, apparently, it is... like, it helps you, like, reconnect to the earth and your, like, balance and soul. But if you're, like, on your period, right?
Okay, we're keeping it real
raw. We're keeping it real raw.
Real raw, because this is very... Okay, men who are watching, skip to...
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
We'll check back in. You're supposed to, like, you know, just be out in wherever, somewhere private, obviously. But you're supposed to, like, swirl your, like, hips. Like, you know, just, like, let it all flow onto the earth. Because it's good. I guess it's great fertilizer. Like, if you have any plants that are dead, if you put, like, your... If you, like, rinse, like, underwear or whatever that, like, in... mix it with water and pour that on the plants, like, they'll come back to life.
Interesting.
Like, it's, like, powerful.
The woman's body does a lot, y'all.
So, if you have any dead areas in your grass, just go out there, pop a squat, circle your hips. See if it works. Let me know. Kayla, next time.
Wait, I'm going to say it because you said that one, so I'm going to... Okay.
Yours is not even as bad as that. I'm saying go outside and just let it flow on the earth. I guess yours is worse.
That is worse. Guys, I saw one on TikTok. It was the same thing. Men, skip another 30 seconds. That you put your period blood on your face and your face will clear up and it's good, really good.
Did you ask your sister, the esthetician, about this? Because I feel like if anyone... Well, I guess maybe she's probably never done that.
No.
She's like, I'm offering to get your facial.
I know your a time resource. Of the month I know facial. A resource and I'm not revealing my resource.
That tried it?
Yes.
And it worked? Mm-hmm. Like, cleared skin, like acne, or like just like all over, just like better skin? Better skin?
She had really good skin when she was young.
Wow. And is it like every month you do it? Because obviously, or is it
when you get it.
So you just mask up?
Yeah.
I just have questions. Like,
me too. I have so many questions going through my head. Yeah. Okay, but we're gonna skip move through on, this
but,
because
but
this
it's
is,
interesting though, how your bodies and how you being... You know, whether it's in the grass or outside, you can just connect to the earth. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just take a minute, breathe some fresh air, be in silence, listen to the nature,
And I love to listen to, like, yeah. relaxing music when I go to mm-hmm. sleep. I need to now. I used to, like, watch a show, but now I'm like, no, I need something. My mind to be peaceful. Yeah, I need my mind to be cleared, because if I do that, a lot of stuff and everything is rolling through my head when I'm, like, going to bed and I can't go to sleep. I have that struggle of going to bed all the time, so. Yeah. Putting on, like, a relaxing music will help you. There's an app called Calm, mm-hmm. if you guys.
You told me about
it. Yeah, if you guys like that, it will help a lot. But what do you think life means, and how are some ways that you struggle with life?
Life is a lot. It is. It's a lot. There are so many different moving parts to life. And when you really sit back and think about it, it's just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa.
The word life alone is just like, whoa.
Yeah. It's like, that's a loaded question. Like, mm-hmm. where do you really start? Mm-hmm. I mean, you only get one.
That's a fact. You only live once, y'all. Yeah. YOLO.
So, you want to live every day like it's your last day. And not in, like, a way where you're, like, always freaking out, like, oh my god, I could die tomorrow. Like, don't be freaked out. But, like, do what you want to do. Like, if you want to go take a little trip, make that little trip. If you want to go, you know, do this or that, take the time to not overwhelm yourself, because mm-hmm. life is short. Mm-hmm. You don't know when it could end.
And
you
time don't know, is everything. Yeah.
And tomorrow's not promised. And
yesterday is not guaranteed. Yeah. I mean, yesterday is guaranteed. Tomorrow's not like, promised.
Yesterday definitely. Okay, look. And another thing is, I wanted to talk about this with, like, the end of the year coming up. You don't have to. We still have, like, 11 days or, like, no, like 15 days of the month or 14 days of the month. Something like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to, January 1st, I'm going to start hitting the gym. And January 1st, I'm going to start eating better. And January
Your
1st,
New Year's revolution, stop. No. Starting now. Why are we doing a New Year's resolution? You should have been doing it. Ben did it. Get up. Why, there ain't no New Year's resolution. What the hell? I hate that so much.
But if you're
much.
Already thinking it now, do it now.
Yeah, for real. Like, if you think you're going to do your New Year's revolution,
just do it.
Go. I said I was going to hit the gym.
And what have we been doing?
What have we been doing? Hitting the gym.
We didn't go, January 1st, Kayla, we're gonna start January 1st. Like, no.
You guys, like,
for
start
what?
Now.
We're gonna waste 14 days?
Yeah.
No.
Like, you could be starting now.
Yeah. I'm like, I need all the days I can get.
Yeah, and you need the routine, because allowing yourself that routine will put in that habit and put your mind to, like, nope, I'm going to the gym today. Nope, I have to do this today. Mm-hmm. Nope, like, I need to do this today.
We've literally went around the same time every day.
I
and like
stopped.
Obviously there's going to be some days where we'll have to switch it up, but the point is to try to keep it as much as possible, so that way you go, oh, it's time. Like, mm-hmm. your body's ready for it, your mind's ready for it, you know it's coming. Because you don't need to wait till January 1st. That irritates me. I'm like, obviously, if, like, you know, December 31st you think of something great to start January 1st, sure, but if you're already thinking it now, start it now. There's no reason to be at the gym loaded full of other freaking people on January 1st.
Just wait till the gym in January.
It's going to be packed for like a month.
Uh-huh. And then no one's going to go. I'm sorry.
I am not going to be one of those people that sign up on January 1st. Like, I'm not doing it.
No, guys, start now. I promise you. If you say, I want the perfect body, well, you're going to get it if you hit the gym. Yeah. Like, come on. You can get that booty, y'all. I promise.
Yeah. Kayla's doing it.
Mm-hmm. I have no butt, and that's my biggest insecurity, and I've been doing leg day every day, y'all.
So, I want you to talk a little bit about your insecurities and how you've overcame them, because you have went 0 to 100 real quick. But that can help someone else that maybe is in the same place figure out how they can go from 0 to 100 real quick. It's a hard, I've seen you struggle in it, and it's a hard place to be in. And
Courtney was literally my right hand in it.
In it, like, with her. Like, she came out of it so quick. It went from bad to she's
bad.
It's a
bad.
Different girl. It's she's
to like freaking amazing.
Yeah. So
like,
how did, I mean, I kind of know a little bit, but tell everyone else more about how you kind of like got out of your.
Well, your funk. We'll start with a little bit how I got into it. High school, school.
That is for some people though is a big thing. Like, it sets a lot of people up for failure.
Mm-hmm. And I heard this song the other day, and it was on TikTok, and it was like, why am I 20 something still in my head about something that happened when I was 17? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
And I'm almost 20 years old, and I'm still in my head about what happened when I was 17. Yeah. Like, it's crazy, and I literally think about that all the time. And I, being in high school and being a girl, there are so many, like, perspectives on you. And basically, I would get bullied a lot in how I looked and what I wore and my hair. And I'm going to keep it so real. I dyed my hair in sophomore year, and I dyed it jet black. I didn't want a jet black mm-hmm. at all. I wanted it brown, but she dyed it jet black, and I was pissed. And I'm Caucasian, y'all, and I'm half Filipino, and I got white skin, okay? I looked like Michael Jackson, and everybody told me I looked like Michael Jackson. And you, like, it's crazy that the people that told me that will never remember that, but that will stick for me forever. Like, I will forever
remember. For them, it was just a funny little thought.
But, like, forever it will stay in my heart that, like, wow, do I really look like Michael Jackson? Like, that's a man. I'm a fucking female. Like, excuse my language. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to cuss. But, like, I'm a female, and that just made me feel so insecure about myself. And then he's so skinny, it just didn't help how skinny I was. And then I started just not eating a lot. And, I mean, I still struggle till this day with not eating. And that is a big, like, eating disorder is real, y'all. Like, I had it. I never wanted to eat. I was in the biggest depression of my life. I could have been medicated, but I wasn't. I literally was always in my room just watching YouTube, watching all of these girls that I wanted to be them, but I would just sit there and be sad that I wasn't them because I wasn't trying at all to get where they were. Like, they obviously worked their ass off where they were, and I wasn't working my ass off where I was. So those insecurities basically came as I'm just sitting in my room just thinking more, and boys, that doesn't help, that made me insecure about myself. Like, why don't you want me? Why do you, yeah,
well,
like,
when you're already vulnerable in your own head, it's so easy for it to just pile up mm-hmm. to more.
And getting out of it is not easy, but those insecurities kind of just washed away. It's weird to say that they just washed away. I never thought about them again. Like, I now, like, when I tell you Sean's photo shoot helped me so much. Like,
from the day you got your first little sneak peek, which was the day we did the photo shoot, or yes, the next day or something like that.
Like, you guys need the boudoir shoots. Like, you need to learn to love your body. You need to know every angle, every crease, mm-hmm. everything. Like, you need to learn to love those things. And the mirror workouts, like I was talking about, helped me a lot. Like, looking at myself in the mirror and accepting what I had. That's the main thing, accepting that who you are and what you have and what God gave you, because that's what you're gonna wear every single day.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can change unless you do it.
Right.
Like, so my mindset was just like, if I'm just gonna sit here and dwell on my life and I'm not doing anything about it, mind you, I had my business at the time, and I was really depressed. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Like, I'm still trying to get out of it. I'm still trying to build my business up, but that's all on me. Like, that's my fault, because I was in this dark place that I needed to get out of, and I was just always looking up to these girls that had it together, and I knew I didn't have it together. Like, so those, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, those insecurities, just like, I gave myself affirmations. I wrote on my mirror every day that I am a queen. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am unique. I am blessed. I am all these things. And at the end of it, it says, today I am going to have a good day. If you start, ooh, I got a good, it came to my head on my podcast today. It said, think of your brain. Half of it is negative, half of it is positive. If you think of a negative thing today, right? Mind you, they're like little workshoppers in there, okay? Picture your mind as a little workshop people, okay? The little CEOs mm-hmm. are positive and negative, okay? So if you say, hey, today's gonna be a bad day, okay? Negative pops up like, hey, Kayla said today's gonna be a bad day. Let's start rolling up all these thoughts mm-hmm. in her head and start having her have a bad day.
Yeah.
So that's where your thoughts start to come along and pile up and then pile up and pile up more. No, if you start with today, I am going to have a good day. Your positive brain is going to be like, hey, she said she's going to have a positive day. And now they're working all the positivity ideas up in your head and making you have a good day. If you think like that, it's gonna happen. Like, all of the things are just gonna flow out of your
freaking. And it's not to say all your days are gonna be easy, but it's the way you're gonna process it and think about it, because life is life. You're gonna have good days, you're gonna have hard days, but it's the way you think about it and the way you overcome those hard emotions.
And it's okay not to be okay. I say that all the time. Like, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have that cry. Guys, I'm the most sensitive person you will ever meet. I cry over everything. Yeah. Like, everything. And I'm okay with that. I don't care. Yeah. But it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have that cry, but don't dwell on that cry.
Turn
don't
your day around. Okay, like, I had my cry. I got my emotions out. Now I'm going to move on. Get this day going. Or finished. Or whatever the case. Because you can't just live in that. It'll ruin your whole day.
Literally, ruin your entire day.
And time is precious. Your time is precious. Whether you want to, if you want to sit down and have a relaxed day, do it. But don't ruin your day with negative thoughts, negative emotions. Because then that can turn into 2 days, three days, 4 days, a week, a month, a year. And then next thing you know, you're like, it's been 3 years.
Literally. What have I done?
4 years. What have I done? Five. You know, it snowballs.
I sat in depression for a year, guys, and no one knew. No one knew, because I wore this cap on my head that I was okay, but I was not. And that's what depression people do. They act like they're good, but we're not good. We are fighting our own demons inside of us harder than ever, and you guys won't even see it. Like, nobody saw it except Courtney and my sister sometimes. But I fought harder alone. Like, I fought way harder alone, and no one knew those times alone. Like, it was just me and God. God knew. He knew what I was going through. And I'm going to keep it so real. Like, I got out of that because I prayed, and I prayed to get out of my depression. I didn't want it to make me. I didn't want to be depressed. I knew I could do better. I knew I could be a better person. But this thing, or this little freaking human in my head, this devil was over here telling me, like, girl, you can't do it. What are you talking about? You think you could do it? Nope. You're funny. Ha ha ha. Like, that's how my brain is. Like, things just talk to me in my head all the time. Like, my brain is like a freaking roller coaster. She's like,
my voice is loud, but my brain is louder.
Like, for real. My thoughts be going crazy up there. Y'all don't even understand.
What about you?
Insecurities, how did you deal with yours?
I would say just listening to the people around you that do encourage you, or lift you up or tell you those things. I struggled with that for a while. Like, you know, people would be like, oh, you look cute, or you look beautiful, and I'd just be like, no, you know what I mean, like brushing it off. But I learned to, like, okay, I'm gonna accept the compliments and, like, take it and like make sure that I'm feeling what they're saying, because people look at you different than you look at yourself. I've said it, but I'll say it again, because you might go, I'm having a horrible hair day. Like, my hair is just a mess. Like, it looks so awful, yada, yada, yada. But someone else could go, oh my God, your outfit is so cute. And they don't even notice your hair. And you're the only one noticing your hair. And it's all in how you take the compliment. Before, I would hear that and I would go, yeah, but my hair is a mess. You know what I mean? But no, go, thank you so much, and give them a compliment back.
Right.
Change the way that your attitude is thinking about it. And that honestly was something that I had to learn to do. It wasn't just like an overnight process, because I would catch myself like, ew, no. Like, but then I'd be like, no, you're right. I do look cute, or this is cute, and you're totally right. I need to change my mindset and think that myself, because if not, it doesn't matter what other people think. In your head, you think it matters what people think.
My bad.
In your head, you think that it matters what people think, but in your heart, you always know that it doesn't matter. And that's why it's always an inner battle, because you're telling yourself, like, yes, it matters. No, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. You just need to realize...
It don't matter.
It don't matter. if we haven't said that enough, it doesn't it freaking matter. It don't matter.
Like, for real, guys, it doesn't matter at all. And you can do it in... If I can do it, y'all can do it. Like, I was fighting hard.
I want to say this too. It is important to surround yourself with people that are on the same path as you and that feel the same way you do and that are good for you. I think I'm just so thankful that I met Kayla. And aww. It wasn't even like me and her were like friends to start out with. I'm still very good friends with your sister, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't like me and you were like friends at first. You know what I mean? Like I was like, oh yeah, Amy's little sister Kayla. Mm-hmm. Like, there she is. You know, I honestly didn't even really like Kayla at first. Not even gonna lie. I was rude. Like, she's a lot, she's rude, like, but here, watch my kid while I get a facial. No, but at first I was just kind of like, I don't know. She's Kayla.
I'm Kayla. If you meet me, you'll understand why she's.
I'm like, she's I'm loud. Kayla. She has an attitude. Like, who is this?
Yeah, but I'm sweet.
She is sweet. She I am the nice. Sweet.
If
Evan's loved her since he was so little.
Yeah, little. So she's freaking cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I think I'm so thankful that I met you, because now that we've like grown together and we're at a whole different like relationship level, mm-hmm. I'm like, for our like our friendship wise, like the conversations we have, the way we encourage each other, like I couldn't ask for anything more.
No, for real.
Like, and your sister too, like her as well, like I couldn't ask for anything more. And like, literally, it's lucky that you guys are sisters.
Me a lot.
It's like a 2-for-1 deal.
Yep. And I just wrote this down as she was saying, like, your friends show.
Talk tonight. I'm so excited.
I can't talk for anything. I know I have so much to say. Right. But this is a really big quote that I say this all the time. And not all the time, but I've heard this a lot. And it's, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Literally.
I heard that growing up.
Like, I've heard that my whole life. My whole entire life. And I just now in life realized that. Yeah. I'm going to keep it so real. I have drifted myself away from people because I needed to for myself and them. Like, it's okay to step away from people because we need to grow. And sometimes people aren't going the same path as you, and that's all right. Like, yeah. It's okay to drift yourself and you fix yourself and come back together. Like, it's okay to come back. Like, you get that break and be like, hey, yeah. we bossed up, let's get
yeah.
it. Like,
no, it's life goes on, and sometimes you need a break to work on yourself, or you need a break to reflect on yourself before you can be a good friend, or yeah. before you can, you know, have good friends. Like, yeah. sometimes you just need to, but then there are times when there are certain friends where you need to have them to grow too. It mm-hmm. goes both ways, and it really just depends on the situation. But it's sometimes there are certain people that just, they weigh you down, or they make you feel a certain way. Like I was talking about earlier, the friend I had, like, it wasn't anything she was necessarily doing or saying to me. It was just the way I felt around her, and it was not good. And it was one of those things where I had to, and honestly, I didn't realize it for a while. My husband was always telling me, like, whenever you're with her, you're just like, or you've been around her for a while, you're just like a negative person. Like, you're grouchy, you're this, you're, you know, he's like, you're bitchy. Like,
yeah.
And it really opened my mind, like, when he finally kind of like sat me down and was like, hey, like, when you're around her, like, it's not, you're not a good person. Yeah. Like, it changes you. And I had to like really look at it and go, like, dang, you're right. Like, that's not good.
I am a whole different
yeah
person.
And it was like, it was not an easy like decision to make, but it was one you have to do. Like, it's hard, but I mean, it's been a while now, so it's not like it's fresh or anything, but it's just something you have to break yourself away from sometimes. Yes.
I feel that 100%.
It can sometimes be like a best friend. Like, it can happen. Like, it can be someone that you spend every second with. Like, the friend I'm talking about was literally, we did everything together from
start to finish
literally. Of our days. Like, it happens, and it's okay. But like, I realized in myself, I was feeling like crap just being around her. I felt like crap about myself. I felt like everything I had wasn't good enough. I feel like my house was never good enough. I felt like I had to keep up with yeah. everything, and mm-hmm. I felt just trapped. And when I finally was like, I need to just take a step back, I felt so free. I was like, oh my God, I can breathe now. Like,
stop
I don't
dating
have to worry.
Your best
yeah,
friend.
You don't have to worry about it. Like, the insecurity started to just like go away, mm-hmm. and it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Stop dating your best friend, yeah. guys. Date your man, or if you don't, date yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend like that in high school. I cut her off for multiple reasons, because I just felt I had my car at the time, so I felt like used. Like, she would be like, can I use your car? Can I do this? Can I do that? Like,
that's another thing too, though. With my situation too, I felt like it was such a one-sided thing. Mm-hmm. I was always being asked to do something, go somewhere.
Like, I was
be there. Like, I needed to be there right when you called, or I needed to go right when you said. Like, I would drop everything and just leave, and just like, that is not. I was like, literally, Billy would get home from work, and I would leave to go do some random ass shit. Like, it was nothing like productive. It would be like, oh, I gotta go help her with this, or I gotta go sit at her house and do this, and I was literally gone all the time. And it was just to the point where I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Literally.
Like, I don't want to be doing this.
Like, I have a family at home that I could be.
And it wasn't like I was working on anything or doing anything or being productive. It was just, like, wasted time. And it was just, you have to make those decisions sometimes.
Yeah, you do. And you have to do those decisions because it's good for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you need to drift those things away so that person realizes, like, what is happening. Like, but it's okay. Like, it's all right.
And as selfish as it might sound, if the friendship is not good for you, then it's not meant for you. Like, so I'm sorry, but it might be selfish, but if there's nothing, if it's not bringing anything to you, if it's taking away your confidence, if it's taking away your joy, if it's taking away all of these things from you, and it's not bringing anything in, then you're just feeling drained. Like, there's nothing. There's going to be a point in time where there's nothing left to offer.
Yeah.
And you're just like, now what?
Yeah.
Because,
like, what else am I going to do?
You're just, it happens. You have to be careful.
Can't please people.
You have to be around people that motivate you, inspire you, bring you joy at least, make you happy at least. Like, if nothing else, at least you're happy to be around them, like, at the very least. But they should make you feel better about yourself. They should lift you up when you feel sad. Like, it shouldn't be like a, another thing is, like, with her, it was anytime I had a, like, I was feeling down or bad or had a bad day, she always had to have a worse day, you know? Yeah. It was always about her. And I could never, you know, be like, oh my god, I had such a rough day. It was like, oh my god, well, this happened to me, and now, and, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I guess.
Well, my life doesn't matter
I'm like,
at all.
Okay, I'm just gonna shut up and sit in the corner.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel like that. Like, you should be able to have conversations, and you should be able to, you know, communicate, and it shouldn't be one-sided. So take care of yourselves.
Yeah, take care of yourselves,
because you have to realize there's things that are for you and there are things that are not.
Yeah, period. So freaking good. I'm so freaking happy for how much we have grown, because we are doing so good, and we got some new stuff coming and for
wait
y'all.
Wait till 2022. Like, we haven't even
Y'all ain't even ready,
and, like, we're about to enjoy our holiday season. Christmas,
so it's
and
gonna
then
be a little. Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoy your holiday seasons too, and also, like, relax.
Yeah, be with your family. Do not,
stop working so hard.
I told myself no more orders for the rest of the year until after New Year, because I don't want to be, like, stressing out or running around like a chicken with my head cut off like I have been the last few days.
Yeah.
I want to spend the rest of the Christmas time, like, being able to go to my, you know, grandparents' house, or, you know,
enjoy the family time.
Enjoy family time, because I have not had any. Yeah. I've been literally
I'm like,
working.
You haven't seen your grandparents in a minute since Halloween.
No, I'm going over there tomorrow, so.
That was fun, though. We went to, your grandpa's so cute, and your grandparents are so cute. I love Courtney's family, by the way. But we went to a haunted house, and bro, that was scary.
It was kind of scary.
It was scary. It was at Muir Island. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Kayla's had some experiences.
I've had experiences there. We're not even going to talk about that.
She's like, good and bad, because we did our photo shoot.
Yeah, we did our photo shoot there, good and bad. Like, I hate it at night, but I love it when it's light.
In the light, it's beautiful. It's a great place for photos.
But in the dark time, I'm good.
Yeah, we're going to stay away from there.
No, seriously.
But yeah, we hope you guys spend some needed time with family and have a good, because this episode will be up right before Christmas. So.
Yeah.
We hope you have a Merry Christmas.
I know. I really hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and enjoy it all. Don't spend so much money.
Yeah, remember what we said earlier. Don't stress.
Take a little bath. Put a little Epsom salt in it. Mm-hmm.
Bath bomb, maybe.
For real. Or Wild and Wolf's.
Oh, bath soap.
Bath soap.
Yeah,
oh,
those are good.
Love. If you guys haven't got those yet, bro, Courtney went to Disneyland, and I was in the bath every single day. Bro.
She's like.
Like, I was relaxing, because I honestly, like, thank you for going to Disneyland, because I needed that. I needed a break from my own house. I love my family so much.
She just needed quiet, right?
But I needed quietness. I needed time to read my books, read my Bible, read get my work done, do some content, like do things for myself.
She was literally playing house here for weeks. So she, there was no one here except
I had my worker come a couple times.
JC came, but other than that, it was like
it was perfect. Quiet. I loved it. It was amazing. I needed it so much. But yeah, I'm doing really good, and we're doing really freaking good. I'm doing so good, proud and you're of us.
I'm like. Kayla's a whole different person right now. I'm
if you guys met me from a long time ago, this is the new me. Hello, this is the new Kayla Marie. I'm proud of you. So achieving and thriving, and y'all ain't even ready for what I got 2022 because got a lot of my sleeve. More of my sleeve than what y'all are gonna expect.
Same. I'm like
both of us
fingers crossed what I want to happen in 2022 happens in 2022.
It's going to happen. What are you talking about? It's going to happen.
It's going to. I just need, if you guys have like 50 grand sitting somewhere and you want to.
No, for real. Let me know.
Because it's a great plan. I'm just kidding, guys.
Just kidding. But like,
for real, I am praying on some things, making sure they're the right decisions for me. But 2022 is going to be a good year, and it's going to set me up for 2023, which is going to be a better year. So
2023 is what I'm excited for, because that's my Jordan year.
Oh, I'm in my Jordan year. So.
No. Like, it's going to be the Jordan year.
Oh, and your Jordan year, right? No.
No, it's not going to be my Jordan year.
But that's fine. You'll get a Jordan year right after. Yeah. No. I don't know what year it is, guys. Get me out of here.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, hilarious.
All my info has been just expelled out of my brain, and now I don't even know what year it is.
No, for real. We are so drained. We literally went to the gym before this. Got our work out. We're feeling good. But yeah, I really, really, really want to see every single person achieve, because I really, 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 and I say this with so much heart and love, I want you guys to win. I want you guys to, I want everybody to win. I don't want nobody to be falling down with us.
Like, we are on team you.
Yeah, we're on team you. Like, you got this, baby. You got this. Just keep pushing. Just keep swimming. Like, you got this. Like, if you are falling, just keep telling yourself in your head, like, keep going.
I got this.
Keep going. Like, I was on the Stairmaster today, and I was dying, but I told myself, Kayla, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Like, you are not gonna stop. You got this. Like, you got this, and you are not gonna stop, you guys. And because I believe in you, and you need to believe in you just as much as I believe in you. So what else do we got?
Kayla has something to say. Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to bring this up, but I had to ask Courtney real quick before I even talked about it. But we are coming out with some merch.
I'm so excited. We're going to do, obviously, our Girl Boss Up sweatshirts that we've rocked.
But our favorite quote.
Yeah. Thug it out.
Thug it out.
We already have it. It's already in the works. We just need to take some pictures. Need to finish the little details on it, but you guys are gonna die.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so if you guys would like that, that will be in 2022.
Yeah, pretty soon, couple weeks.
So be prepared for that on our website.
Yeah, we're gonna make a website. Yep. Have a website where you can contact us for any questions you want us to talk about on the podcast or whatever, anything. If you have questions you don't want us to talk about, you just want to ask us.
Yeah,
that too. We'll have our merch. We'll have all the links to all of our platforms to listen on, so it'll all be in one place.
Yes, it's going to be amazing, so keep up with us, you guys. And follow us on our Instagram.
And subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
Please.
Subscribe.
They're going to hate us for this. But maybe they like that. Maybe the ASMRs are their thing. Yeah. I'm like...
I hate us.
I'm like, let me know if you like that. We can add a little ASMR part in every podcast.
I'm weak. I cannot with this. But
Merry Christmas.
Merry freaking Christmas.
We'll probably talk to you before New Year. So, but Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but keep up with us on our Instagram, because every day we post on our story and we try to motivate you guys. And one more thing. Read a book every night.
Yes. And do your five things.
Period.
I got you.
You be on top of it. I love her. She already knows when your freaking week, month, and year. We have 14 days. It's okay. 14 days start now. Yeah. You can win your year now.
Get a head start.
Literally, you can win your year now. Stop playing.
Don't play with us.
Yeah.
And girl, boss up!